5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Because you didn't do a lot of work to prepare for it.
Put moron number two on the phone.
No, not a lot.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Yeah, well, of course you feel good. Thursday it is. We're in the middle of footy mania.
Yep.
There's footy happening left, right and centre.
Yep.
And today's show's a good one. Joey Montagna in.
Ooh, he knows his footy.
He does, and we need to pick his brain. And then Andy Brayshaw, little Steve.
Mecon.
Playing very nice football over there for the Fremantle Dockers.
Yes.
And, of course, they take on Collingwood, big game Sunday.
And
so
he
we
calls
speak to him.
You Uncle Jim.
Well, and so he should. Nice, respectful young man. Yeah. Well-bred. Now, hello to you, Fat.
Hey, g'day, Jimmy boy. What a beautiful day it was today.
Oh, yes.
Unfortunately, not with our Premier telling us what happened.
No,
and I can't believe it. He said at one stage, Jim, that people that have the coronavirus that are positive, they're not isolating at home. They're going into work, which is just unbelievable. Just dumb.
So I'm hearing it.
So come on, people out there,
come
do
on,
the
peeps.
Right thing. Just
well,
do
Bill,
the right thing.
And I, as you know, because you know me now for a long time, no one likes being told what to do more than
you
me.
Don't.
I can't stand it.
But
if you're outside, put a mask on.
Oh.
Well, you walk past bananas out of here who haven't got a mask on. I'm like, mate, none of us want to be in lockdown.
Yeah.
Do the right thing. Let's get through and out the other side so we can get our bloody lives back.
And as of Sunday or Monday, you've got to have a mask in Geelong and Colac and Queenscliff and all that.
Buddy,
which is
do
fair
it.
Enough.
None of us want to do it, but do it.
That's right. Hello, Raps.
Thanks, Matty. And let's go to James Brayshaw with the sports update.
Yes, please.
That's if you're sober enough, James, after a great week this week.
Cool.
Good on you, Hawley. The only concern I've got, a little bit of the local water, I think, has got into my vocal cords over the last couple of days. So if I stop and grind to a halt, you may want to help me out.
What, you haven't got any water now? You are from WA, aren't you?
No.
I already had good craft even back then, Bill.
What about? How dopey and slow are you?
But actually, you know what? Well, I didn't know Rabs had found any of this, but that's actually better than I thought it would be. I thought it would be worse than that, and that's not good.
Tia were good, the Tigers last night.
Yeah, they were.
10-3 at halftime, game over, 41-point win over the Dogs.
Weird season we've got, Fat. Like, they were no good last week, got beaten by GWS.
And Bulldogs have been okay.
Were brilliant last week, and then the whole thing last night just went the complete other direction. It's going to be one of those seasons.
Yeah. They worry me a bit, the Dogs. When they lose, they lose big.
We're going to ask Joey about that.
Well, I think it's an average of...
Oh, I know.
40 points.
I wouldn't be taking what our man's going to tell us.
And I'll tell you what else. Dusty is back, Jim. And he could be the best player in the comp.
Well, you're going to ask Joey about that as well? Right, okay.
Well done. Also tonight, I like tonight's game. And I like Melbourne.
Do you?
Yes, I do. For some reason, Jim. I think they win easy tonight.
Easily.
Easily. Over Port Adelaide, who are top of the tree, of course.
Easily.
Speaking of
interests me.
Yeah. Speaking of the hubs, Jimmy, the AFL is investigating breaches at the Gold Coast hub, Jim. A handful of North Melbourne wives and partners attended a night footy game when the club believed they had permission, but they weren't supposed to. A Carlton partner of a wife taking children to her grandparents who took them to Dreamworld.
Dreamworld, which is not allowed. No,
a prominent Richmond player's wife who took social media photos of herself at a day spa.
Well, I mean, this is always the concern because what do we got? 400 people going now into hubs.
Yes.
And, Bill, the problem is they've all got to very strictly understand what you can and can't do. And it's hard when you've got that many people.
And kids.
To actually get them to understand that there are things you strictly cannot do. Because, Bill, it goes without saying, if we stuff up Brisbane... If we stuff up Queensland there's nowhere else to go. That's the end of the comp.
And two AFL chartered flights will leave Tullamarine today, Jim, with around 400 people to the Gold Coast hubs. That's kids and girlfriends and all that.
Yep.
And Bachahooli's on that plane too, I think. So they'll be, they don't really need any more Richmond. They're getting some good players back.
They are, that's it.
Mad Jack Dore. Now, we love a good story, Jim, and this is a very good story. This is Jack Zeeble at training last night.
One of our own has been through a pretty substantial period in his life, no doubt. But we've all been a part of the journey. It's been 706 days since he's played AFL football. We've seen his journey, we've seen how much work he's done to get back to this point. It's been an incredible journey, and this feat that he's going to achieve this weekend is It's going to be one of the great stories in AFL footy. So join with me, congratulating the big fella.
Yeah! Well done, Mad Jack.
Yeah, good.
700 and very loved,
actually. Very loved member of the footy community, full stop. But at the Arden Street Bill, they absolutely love him. So a very authentic reaction to Madge getting back in.
And here is Madge.
Been testing a few years. You know, it's testing my character, my resilience, how I can bounce back from setbacks. And it's just, yeah, there's no greater feeling. It's the ultimate reward.
Well done, Magic. 706 days, Jim, of course, yep. The hip, which they thought he'd never play again. Mm. And then the pec. So good luck to him. He's a good boy.
They got a physical sort of shape similar to mine.
No, he's got nothing like yours. Nothing at any stage,
like looking,
Jim.
I say to him all the time,
no.
Different shade, but otherwise like looking in
no,
a mirror.
No,
and
no,
he knows it, and I know it.
No, 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 and especially... Yeah, one part.
Come on.
Oh, Jimmy, yes, let's leave you here. Huey Bowman, who's a very good jockey and one of the best jockeys going around. A terrible fall last week, race one at Randwick, and he was the one that caused this fall. He has been suspended for 6 weeks. And that's lucky. He's been lucky there because 6 weeks he got suspended. He can't come back and ride until about September 11. But the bloke who, unfortunately, the horse didn't make it either, but Andrew Atkins, a jockey, this is what happened to him. Jimmy, a collapsed and punctured lung, a broken collarbone, several broken ribs, and two breaks in his leg.
Jeez. So it looked, and I know nothing about it, Fat. You're our racing man, but it looked horrible.
No.
It looked really bad.
It did, and he's a great ambassador, and we all love Huey, but that was just a terrible, terrible incident. So 6 weeks, I reckon he'll take that. That is all from Anthony William today, Thursday, the 30th of July.
He's even going to the date. Joey Montagna to join us next. Andy Brayshaw, big Thursday helping.
We're joined by this man.
This is the Triple M Sunday night footy team. Bernie, Baz Denner, Daisy Thomas, Joey Montagna. No Bernie Vince tonight. He was with us last night. The McDonald's Triple M rocks footy.
That's Joey Montagna, the host, of course. And there's very good hosts, Joey.
Yes.
Jim is one, and Brian and Eddie. You just got to know who's on your team, my friend.
Yeah, that's right. I just had a bit of a brain fade. He was with me the night before, Bernie, and he was just on the mind, and I thought he was with us in the commentary team. Thanks for playing that.
Guess who pulled that out? Yeah. Oh, Rabsy couldn't wait to play.
We'll just roll this first, Rabbit's record.
Exactly.
Hey, I liked it. Very, very good. Well, and it's not Triple M, Joey, if we don't put SH1T on ourselves first.
Yes, Joe.
Exactly right. I've learnt that very quickly, that you cop plenty of that, but it's all good. We all make mistakes, so you move on.
I have in fact made thousands.
Well, I haven't. and we all blow up too occasionally. Now, weight-wise. Now, Joey, what did we take out of last night? Tigers. I tell you what, there's two standouts at the minute, the Tigers and the West Coast for I.
Yeah, Tigers were very good, weren't they? I thought their defence was awesome last night. Dylan Grimes and Broad. And how about Noah Bolter, the next Alex Rant?
Oh, surely not.
But he was awesome last night. Yeah, the Tigers, we know their system's so good and they're just such a consistent team with how they go about it. Of course, they're going to be thereabouts. But the Western Bulldogs, I think, for me, the story. Another big loss.
Mm.
That's their fourth loss this year by an average of 46 points.
Jeez.
So they're not a team that are playing consistent football. When they get beaten, they get absolutely flogged. So big question marks on the Western Bulldogs. A lot of people thought that they might have turned the corner and been a premiership contender. But on the way they lose, I don't think that they're up there with the big boys this year.
They, I thought, defended defensive 50 as badly last night, Joey, as they did well the week before. You can't tell on telly, but it must have been the Tigers forwards able to separate them because the amount of times that virtually uncontested mark was taken by a Tiger inside forward 50 is unheard of.
Spot on, JB. The notes I had here is when the Western Bulldogs win, they keep their opposition to 40 points a game. When they lose, they concede over 90 points. Hmm. So it's a huge discrepancy in their wins and losses, how they defend. And they are a team that like to defend as a team. They come over and support one another and they work together. But I think we've seen that, if you get them 1v1, they are susceptible. And I know there's been a lot of talk about Alex Keith coming across, but he got beaten one-on-one and a few of their other defenders. And yeah, it was very disappointing for Luke Beveridge's team last night.
Well, and TU's going to have a game that's just going to blow us all away is Chol.
Two phones.
He just gets a touch here and a touch there, and he looks so exciting. But when he puts it together, look out, little Joey.
Yeah. Absolutely. He's taken a while to develop, but you can see he's got some real talent about him and some nice little touch. And he's obviously an athletic freak, so he's going to get more opportunities as time goes on, and he's going to be a beauty.
Speaking of the incredible influence that the Sudanese players have had on our competition, the original one, Majak Dor, is back. Did you see the video of Jack Zeeble saying he was in and the great reaction?
Yeah, I did. How good's that? That's the best part about footy, and especially when you do it with all your brothers that have, you know, watched him go through all his rehab and trying to get back out on the park. And it's a great feeling, not just for Majak, but for everyone at the football club. And it'll be a special night when he runs out. And let's fingers crossed, hope he puts together a good one. And fair to say, must-win game for the Kangaroos. Mm. They need to put in a strong performance against the Crows. But surely, if anyone can lift that team, it'll be the return of Majak.
Hey, speaking of brothers, Joey, I read a nice little letter. You don't see many letters anymore from Nathan Brown at St Kilda, who looks like he's left the hub up there in Noosa and has come back to St Kilda or come back to Victoria. But that was a lovely letter. And in that, he said he's deserted my brothers in the heat of battle. And it went on. It was very nice.
Yeah, it was a beautiful letter from Nathan Brown. He's obviously left the team up in Noosa, and it seems like, reading between the lines, he's probably played his last game, obviously, for the footy club. And he's been a wonderful addition since he came across from Collingwood. He broke a few of our hearts in 2010 with his performance on Rui in the grand finals. But since he came to the club, the boys have absolutely loved him. He's one of the better blokes you'll ever meet in footy, Nathan Brown, and played a really good role as a fullback. And, yeah, they love him at the club. So he's going to be sorely missed, and he's had a wonderful career, but sometimes things are more important than footy, and he's had his success, and now he's got to come home and look after his young family. So we wish him all the best, but one of the best blokes that's been at a footy club.
And down Bowen Heads way, so anyone down there that wants a good player and a good clubman, he'd be a nice little find down there.
He would be too,
What about tonight, Melbourne and Port Adelaide? Yeah. I like Melbourne.
So do I, Bill. I'm giving Melbourne a huge chance. If you look at the form ladder over the last 4 weeks, Melbourne are actually playing the better football. Port Adelaide have won 2 out of 4, but really they could have lost to Carlton if it wasn't for a Robbie Gray finish. So I think Melbourne are doing a lot right. They're not far off. I thought even though they lost to Brisbane, they played really well. Their effort was there. If they can just get more use out of Max Gawn's ruck work, which I think they might be able to tonight against Peter Laddams, I'm pretty confident Melbourne can win this one.
That staggers me, Joey. You were obviously elite on ball or in your playing days. They have got Viney, they've got Oliver, they've got Petrarca, they've got really good players that should be able to work at the feet of Max Gawn and make that midfield a dominant force. And yet Max gets first hand and they get cleared against incredibly.
Yeah, they do, but you've got to give the opposition credit, particularly Brisbane. What they were doing was just sweating on them. They were standing behind them, and as soon as the Melbourne players grabbed the footy first, which they did, they just tackled them and stripped the footy out of their hands. So Melbourne have got to try and maybe work out a way to get it more on the outside and try and get it away from the defenders so they can't tackle them as soon as they get it. And if they can do that and get some good looks inside their forward 50 with big Tom McDonald back and the much better use going inside forward 50, I think Melbourne can win it.
Tom Rodcliffe back.
Massive shorts.
Yeah, I know. He's been out for a couple of weeks. He dropped him, so they brought him back. Who's the best player in the comp, Joey, right now?
You'd almost have to say Dusty's taking the mantle back. He might have heard Croft just sort of say that he thought Petrarca had gone past him and scoffed at it and said, hang on, don't forget about me. So I think he's regained the mantle as the best player. But Lockie Neal's been probably the most consistent star this year, but I think if you were picking a player for next week, you'd be taking Dusty.
And I reckon that's why Croft sort of edged towards mentioning Petrarca, but you've got Bontempelli, you've got Fife when he's up and about, because, Joey, the ones that can go forward and also hit the scoreboard and catch it in the air, the big midfielders, Cripps.
Dangerfield.
Probably got it. Yeah, Danger can do it. Cripps heads down that path. He'll be an unbelievable player too, not that he isn't already. But that extra dimension is what you look for.
They are the most dominant players in the game. I know in the 90s it was the key forwards, and when Bill was playing, it was the big centre-half forwards. But in the last 5 or 6 years, the most dominant players in the competition and the most important, as you said, are the big midfielders that can win their own ball but also go forward and hit the scoreboard. And that's why Petrarca's now joined that elite category, along, as you said, with the likes of Dusty and Fife and Danger and Bontempelli, Cripps and et cetera. And they're the players you want. And that's why there's so much excitement about, like, a Cam Rayner at the Brisbane Lions and a few others, because they've got the capability of doing that role.
Why didn't you become one of them, Fat? What was wrong with you? Because you got the size. Why wouldn't you go in there and win some contested ball and then catch it forward?
I was a decoy. I know my role, Jim.
Did you ever go into a centre bounce?
Yeah. I used to do a bit of ruck work.
Oh.
I was very good at the craft because I could jump and I could tap it straight down Bairstow or Couch's throat. They loved it. And I played a centre-half back.
I want vision of that.
Well, what about the year I played a centre-half back when I come fifth in the best and fair, the Brownlow?
I also want vision of that.
I'd like to see. The year Liberatore won it, I was fifth playing a centre-half back.
Yeah, Liberatore run with 14 votes. So fifth, he would have got about six.
Yeah, how's your weight, Joey? All right.
Yeah, it's not bad, Bill. It's always hard in lockdown, but we'll get outside next side at some stage.
Hey, Nonna, you're still eating Nonna's lasagna?
I haven't because I haven't been able to go and see Nonna. Oh. I haven't seen her for a while.
So. Oh, we'll send a cheerio to her.
I will. Hello, Nonna.
Hey, Joey, great chatting to you, mate. Enjoy this amazing footy mania.
Yeah, can't wait. Looking forward to it. Thanks, guys.
See you, Joey.
On the Triple M app and on your radio, this is the Rush Hour, JB and Billy.
With a 10-time Horsburgh up again brilliantly. Got the kick out wide. Kick to the advantage of Brayshaw, running the open goal. Got it. Sensational.
Playing very nice football is Andrew Brayshaw for the Fremantle Dockers. Number two overall, 2017 draft. And it's just ground away at getting better fat.
He has.
Last month's been very good. He joins us on the line from Perth. Welcome to you, Steve.
Thank you for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Called Steve. But why? Explain why your whole family call you Steve.
Well, it is a bit of a long story, but my family nickname is Snee.
Yep.
And that's a whole other story within itself. But there was an umpire at an APS game who thought everyone was calling me Steve. And he told my dad after the game that... Yeah, your boy Steve was all right today, and Dad had no idea who he was talking about, but he's rolled with it, and so now it's Steve.
Become like Steve from then on.
Wayne Crawford.
That's it.
Hey, speaking of school, of course you played with what, Max and Ben King?
Yeah, played with Max and Ben. We had a few boys in our team that got drafted that year. So
Luke Davies, Uniac?
Luke Davies, Aiden Bonner, Charlie Constable.
Charlie?
Yeah, Jackson Ross. Yeah, we had a few boys. Yeah, it was good.
What's Constable doing, by the way? Any chance he can get a game?
Played the other night.
Well, he did play the other night, which was great. That was first time we played together. But, yeah, no, I think he's a really good player, so hopefully he stays in the team for a while.
He would have won the APS that year, Steve.
Well, didn't win it.
No, I said you would have won it.
We did. We were undefeated our year.
Hey, you see, because I've obviously spoken to our man Lordo, Matty Lloyd, who you would have had a lot to do with. I've spoken to him about Max and Ben King, and he just said, mate, just wait until these two get hold of the AFL. They are extraordinary. Did you see that playing with them for Halebury?
Yeah, 100%. We were in year 12, and those two were in year 11, and they were just dominating. One of them would play full forward. One of them play centre half forward, and one of them would always have an absolute day, kick a bag, 8 or 9, and we'd be on our way. So they've played ever since I've known them. They've been absolute freaks, and they're only going to get better.
Very good side. I remember I went to watch college play Geelong College gym, and
that
I turned up.
Would have been a mismatch.
No, well, I turned up, and I thought the game might have been over because the scoreboard was 21 goals, Geelong 1, right? And it was only half time.
Oh, Bill, half time, Jim.
So someone left at half time, so I had to do the goal umpiring. Oh, so no. I walked down there, and then I reckon it's your mum, Mika, Steve. that was cooking the burgers.
Yeah, no, she would have. Oh, she was always pretty hands on, either helping out on the barbie, so helping out where she could.
I missed a couple of goals because I was over there getting a burger, Jim. Oh, but gee,
I don't blame you.
Gee, you had a bloody good side. The poor old college had no chance.
Did Lordo, in your time with him, Steve, ever smile or laugh at anything?
Oh, he's a pretty funny bloke. He did get around the lads. He actually came to our end of year after we won the premiership. He came to our end of year celebration and got around the lads, which was a big surprise. So we all loved it.
And he would have told you about how good he was and when he wore number 18 for Essendon and kicked all those goals.
Yeah, no, we know all about him. He tells us so. he's a great fella.
What did he drink? A breezer or two?
I actually think he might have had a UDL in his hand, to be honest.
Come on, Lordo.
Hey, unbelievable. While we're on Halebury, we will get to Freo and all the rest of it.
At some stage.
While we're talking APS, unbelievable school for football royalty. Shane Crawford, we spoke about him before. His kids are there. Chris Judd, his kids are there, Steve. So it's a big footy school.
Yeah, over the last few years, I think since when I was in year 12 and we won it, the APS flag, I think we've gone back to back to back. So setting a bit of a football standard there. So, yeah, it's good
back
on
them. Back to front. sort of be, wouldn't it?
Not really, Bill, no.
Do you actually do any schoolwork there? It reminds me of Assumption back in the day, this.
No, I did plenty of, I was one of the ones who were there on just working academic, so I wasn't on a sports scholarship or anything like that.
How did you go at matric, year 12?
Yeah, I was all right.
What'd you do?
I was always intended on doing commerce in Melbourne, at Melbourne University, and that was 95 entry. So I got into that and then 95. Came to Perth, and the entry was 75, so really all my hard work wasn't that worth it. But
where does that – this is we're just rambling on here, but where does 95 fit with your other – because Will's in the Army, so he was in a different place with his final year of school. But the other three, Hamish, Angus and yourself, where does 95 fit?
95 was the worst out of the three of us, actually. Angus got a 96 and Hamish got a 97, so I was done by both of them.
Who's the most boring?
Probably Angus.
No doubt. No doubt he is. And Hamish, we haven't seen enough of course. He's on the list at West Coast, but very tough midfield to bust into. But he studies nuclear science among...
No, he does.
Well, you tell us, Steve, what does he,
he's
study?
It's something like, astrophysics or something. I don't even understand it. But
What do you become?
Yeah, no, that's what I ask him every time he tells me that's what he's studying. But I think he's just doing something that he found it interesting doing physics in school and then has just gone on from there.
But he's just got one of those brains you can't understand.
But what has he become, a professor or a nuclear scientist?
I could not tell you.
Nuclear.
Yeah.
What do you reckon he was going to become?
Anyway, it's been good talking about
I'll tell you what we need to do next, and that's discuss a big game coming up against the Magpies, Optus Stadium, on Sunday.
Joined by Fremantle midfielder Andrew Brayshaw.
Yeah, otherwise known as Steve, often referred to as Mekong, because he went to Vietnam, got stuck in a hotel room for 2 days because he had the shits, and then cracked the shits, Bill, and refuses to ever go back there again. Doesn't eat Asian food, won't go to Vietnam, so he's known as Mekong Steve.
Because you do have an interesting ritual before you play, Andy.
Interesting ritual? Mm. Well, this is news to me.
What is it?
What's the interesting ritual?
Well, what do you eat every night before a game?
Just a bit of pasta.
What?
Just normal.
And you go to a flotation tank?
Yeah, well, I guess we haven't been able to since coronavirus, I haven't been there for a while. But I usually would if things were back to normal. I'd go with Adam Chera to a float tank, just do a bit of mindfulness the night before the game. But then, just pasta. I actually enjoy a Kit Kat the night before as well, Wheat Bix day off.
Is flotation tank to try and get those ankles shrunk a bit, or?
No, in fact, it's quite the opposite. They're usually pretty big after the tank, but I don't know who's giving me those. I don't think it was
old man with his chicken legs. Hey, your footy's starting to go really well. Cool. So you're 47 games in, and we always say around 50 games is when AFL footballers start to really find their place in it all. Have you found that your last 5 to 10 games? Yeah, you've found you're even more comfortable than you were prior to that?
Yeah, I think... sort of every game you build your confidence a little bit, and season to season is the same. But I feel like this year I'm playing a lot more time on ball and a lot more percentage of the game out there. So I definitely say my confidence has grown since your first 10 games where you're just worried about, so worried about getting picked and playing your role. And then by the time, you start building to your 30th game, you're a little bit more confident. Now I really feel like I'm part of the inside team and get in there and get to work. So, last few games I've been feeling pretty good.
And in a stupid way, the great Nate Fyfe, and he is a superstar of our game, but him being injured probably has helped you a bit because when he plays, everyone sort of works around him, and so they should because he's as good as he is. But when he's not there, maybe that means you can get inside a bit more and do what you want to do.
Funny that. He absolutely is a star, but, it's opened up some opportunities the last few weeks. Some of the younger guys to come through, so I've definitely spent a lot more time in there in his absence, but I can't wait to have him back hopefully this week because he's a gun.
Be nice.
Hey, going okay for you. I know you're 16th and only had 2 wins, but I reckon you're going okay, and as Jim said, there's some good young kids there. You got a lot of injuries, haven't you? But I reckon you're heading in the right direction, mate.
Yeah, well, thanks, Bill. I'd like to think, yeah, we're heading in the same. Yeah, I've got the same feelings. I guess two wins probably doesn't represent how I think we're going, but we're definitely heading in the right path. I think the culture of the young boys getting around each other since I've got here has just grown every year. And yeah, we've got the right people in the right roles, I think. And hopefully over the next few weeks and then over the next few years, we can keep building on it as a club. So
tell us about Dave Mundy, Steve. I've always loved watching him from afar. I believe him to be in the top two or three field kicks in the comp. He just drills Lace those out. Beautiful three irons. Just
amazing.
But good fella too.
Yeah, absolute legend. And yes, one of the best kicks. I'd probably say the best kick at the club. And he lets you know about it as well. But he's a great fella and really does look after the young boys, tries to teach them as much as he can. So he's a great person to have at the club.
Is that the first time Dave's played on a Monday?
Oh, no.
I don't know.
Steve, I reckon it would be, Jim.
Steve, are you?
I reckon it's. Can you ask him that? Dave Mundy played footy on Monday for the first time.
I don't reckon will ask him that. I reckon he'll probably just let. As soon as this interview goes, he'll just let that get. Tell us a bit about Caleb Sarong.
Yeah, so he's come into the team pretty seamlessly. Played a really good game on the weekends. He's from Warragul and went to school at Geelong Grammar.
Good boy.
The Grammar boys. So.
Yep.
But no, he's a really ripping fella and I've got along really well with him. And he's just starting to build his confidence. So he played really well the last few weeks and got his Rising Star nomination, which we're all really happy for him.
And tell us, what are you doing now by way of hubbing the Dockers? Because you've had your time in Brisbane, you're back at home. What are you understanding your next couple of months to look like?
Well, I'm, like a lot of the players, pretty in the dark, but I think we're looking at having 4 to 6 games here at Optus in Perth. And then potentially going back to another hub in Queensland. But it sort of changes every day. You hear one thing from someone and then another thing from another person. So I try and not think about the future too much, just focus on week to week.
Hey, on Monday night, is that the wettest game you've ever played? Did it actually stop raining at any stage?
No, it was consistently bucketing down the whole start to finish. So, that's definitely the wettest I've played in.
What about Steve, right? During the first lockdown, told to go back to Melbourne.
Yes.
May as well go back and stay at your house.
Family.
So went back with the family, stayed there. Then told he had to return to Perth.
Mm.
So returned to Perth and was in lockdown for 14 days. Then as soon as he got out of lockdown, flew to Brisbane.
And was in lockdown.
To hub over there. Oh. Sucked in, Steve. And you filthied up too, didn't you? You got nice and shitty about it.
Oh, no. It's been challenging for the Freo players. I reckon we were the first team that had the player tested negative. But ever since then, the club's been very cautious of what our players are allowed to do. So I've been moved around and in lockdowns, and I don't reckon I've been out of my house with people other than AFL players for like 4 months or something. Yeah, it's been a while.
You allowed your bottom lip to drop too, didn't you? Cracked them there for a while, didn't you, Steve?
No, that is carry on from you.
Hey, can't wait for this one. The Magpies up to Stadium on Sunday. Keep going yourself as well as you are, but I'm with Bill. I think you've been real close on about 3 or 4 occasions and now you've got a fair bit of injury, but the team and the club are holding up well.
Oh, thanks, guys. Yeah, hopefully we can get the win this weekend.
Good on you, mate.
Good work, Steve.
Cheers, fellas.
Bye.
James Brayshaw.
Good on you. That's the way.
Anthony William Brownless.
Thanks, Cock.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour.
Yes, enjoy the footy tonight, Melbourne. Port Adelaide Fat thinks Melbourne with a leg in the air.
I do. Easy.
Or it'd be nice for number 10 with a bloody stupid helmet on his head to find a bit of the nurry too. That'd make it easier for his uncle to watch.
If he got a bit more time. Well,
that would also be thank you, Bill. All right, so tomorrow we've got a Friday helping.
Yep.
Some nice off-Broadway stuff that I think you'll find enjoyable. And the joke might be a little... A little tangy. Anyway, that's for tomorrow. Enjoy that. But now, Fat, let's hear from you with something humorous.
All right.
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
Righto, Rabsy, hit the sponsor.
Mercedes-Benz Berwick. Got some golf bags.
Mercedes-Benz Berwick. Beautiful stuff out there. Melbourne's number one. Mm. About 7 minutes from the tunnel. No, 28 minutes. All right, let's go.
Jim, you wouldn't believe it. I got fired from my job in a computer store.
Right.
You didn't know I worked in a computer store, did you?
No, I didn't.
No. Well, a guy came in and asked, could I recommend a hard drive? I said, yeah, Brisbane to Perth in summer in a Datsun 180B.
No.
Brisbane to Perth, Jim, in summer. Jim,
no,
do you get it?
No, Bill. You must have another one. That can't be it. Right. So you must have another-y.
The poo one, Jim.
Just like the other-y. Well, Bill, that's not acceptable. We can't leave the family with that.
All right. Why did the baker have smelly hands, Jim?
Why, Bill?
He needed a poo.
That's better. Yeah, they need the bread.
No,
I understand how it works. I understand the joke.
Yeah.
But that's better.
First
one. What the hell do you call that?
That's a hard drive.
Hard drive.
Yeah, Oh, there's two of the best. Oh, two of the best. Oh. Sleep on that.
Come on.